just after 5 o'clock Central European time and a very warm welcome to day six of the 12th IAAF World Championships in Athletics here in Berlin. Let's turn our attention to the track, the men's 110 metre hurdle heats. It's the semi-finals, and it's over to Garfield Samuels.
Sent off, second time of asking, looking good as we. Also coming through in mid-track is Tramel. So Tramel has taken the lead now over VR of Colombia. Tramel ahead of VR. On the inside is Svoboda, who's coming on. But Tramel wins. So the winning time, 13.24 seconds unofficially. 13.24 for Tramel of the USA, looking pretty good. Settled in their blocks, waiting for the set command. Sent off this time of asking. Coming up beautifully there is Brathwaite. Brathwaite already assumes the lead, so it's Brathwaite leading away from Payne. Payne now tries to rally, but Brathwaite is still leading. Brathwaite is struggling a bit though as Payne makes a recovery, but Brathwaite wins ahead of Payne. Third spot looks to be Thomas from Jamaica. Settled in their blocks. Third and final heat. Off and running for this third and final heat. Already looking good on the inside. Looks to be Borisov. Coming on strong though, it is the man from Jamaica, Wignall. But Wignall has a lot to work to do. On the outside though, winning, it looks to be the Great Britain athlete, Sharman.
Garfield, well, Darren Robles is out. We always knew we were going to get a new world champion in the men's hurdles, fast hurdles in this world championships. But most people thought it would have been Darren Robles. He said his left leg was hurting him after those heats. He came out, he crashed into the left leg. His left leg is his lead leg. So it's the leg that's going up first and leading into the hurdle. He crashed into his first hurdle. He kept going, tried again, couldn't lift his leg even to get over the second hurdle, but kept going, crashed into the third hurdle, the fourth hurdle. As we are sitting here watching the track and watching Darren Robles' lane, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth hurdle are all on the floor. He didn't get over one hurdle in this semi-final.
You're listening to IAAF Radio. It's the first heat in the men's 5,000 metres.
Kenenisa Bekele has just gone to the front with 200 metres to go. Matt Tegenkamp from the United States just followed him. Just a little bit further back, metre back, is Matt Mo Farah from Britain. The Kenyans are just drifting back, but there's still eight or nine of the men, despite the fact that Kenenisa Bekele has increased the pace coming into the home straight. Still seven men, a couple more going off the back. Seven men charging down the home straight, now racing, sprinting for the line. Bekele has just increased his pace a little bit. It's going to be Bekele, Tegenkamp, Mo Farah, Chetcock, and for the fifth place, I make it Jesus España, the reigning European champion.
It is the second heat in the men's 5,000 metres. Let's get an update from Phil.
As you can hear, it's the bell. Eight men still in contention. So it's Kipsiro back in front, Qualia up on his shoulder, Kipchoge just coming through on the inside. No problems really with boxing here. We're going to see a tremendous sprint over the final 200 metres. So coming up, 250 metres to go. Still Kipsiro. They're all starting to really motor now. Six men breaking away. They've separated. It's Kipsiru, Qualia, Kipchoge, Daba from Ethiopia, Lagat. That's five. And off the back, I think it's El Mouni from Morocco as they're coming in. 150 metres to go. Really working hard now. Everybody trying to make sure that they get through as automatic qualifiers. Still six men in that group, so they're still going to have to fight for the places. But it's Kipsiru just looking over his shoulder, just putting in a bit of an extra burst with 50 metres go. He's gone through in first place. Kipchoge, Qualia, Lagat and Daba. Those are the five men who will qualify automatically.
Turn to the women's 200 metres and the semi-finals. There's three heats in total. And looking at the lineup is Garfield.
So it's Bolson, Al-Ghassara, Freeman, Hooker, Campbell Brown, Ferguson, McKenzie, Danois, and Artemato. They're settled in their blocks. Sent off, first time of asking, coming up beautifully out there in lane six was Debbie Ferguson McKenzie. But look at Campbell now start to go to work. It's Debbie Ferguson McKenzie who may come out of the turn slightly ahead of Veronica Campbell. She does. Campbell now powers through. On the inside is also Freeman and Hooker who are running on. But coming on strong now, it's Veronica Campbell Brown who surges forward. She runs towards the line, but Debbie Ferguson McKenzie dips ahead of her to win in 22.24 unofficially.
Well, go up with me, Debbie Ferguson, winner of that first semi-final. Now, you've told us how much fun you're having here, so that must have just added to the enjoyment.
Definitely. I mean, it's nice when you can run so fast and
you know, try to keep it easy as possible and in control and set myself up for the final. As I said, I know Allison and Veronica's going to come ready for tomorrow, and I just got to bring my A game and try to run faster.
So they're getting settled in their blocks. Felix won in 2007, also won in 2005, seeking her third consecutive title. She's the main one to watch here. Who will join her in the final? Off and running. First time of asking. Coming out well there was McLaughlin from Jamaica. But Felix goes to work right away. Felix is now covering almost all the athletes on her outside. She comes to the straight away now. But McLaughlin fights on. McLaughlin. And McLaughlin now takes a slight lead ahead of Felix. Felix is now beginning to pull away from McLaughlin on the outside. It's Asset Jones-Ferret who is in third for the U.S. Virgin Islands. But winning it now easily towards the line, it is Felix from the USA. McLaughlin runs on for second.
Got with me Alison Felix, the winner of the second semi-final of the women's 200 metres. That looked very smooth, even if it was the slowest of the three races.
Oh gosh, you make it sound so bad. No, I just wanted to come out comfortable and just qualify nicely.
How you feel? Plenty in reserve, I guess.
I feel good, yeah. I'm really confident in training and looking forward to tomorrow.
Settled in their blocks, waiting for the third and final semi-final heat. Off and running for the second time of asking. Coming out beautifully, Simone Facey of Jamaica. Mona Lee is looking good. The Trinidad and Tobago athlete Baptiste is also trying to stay pace as they come around the turn. It will be Mona Lee who takes them into the lead. And Mona Lee is now sprinting away from the field. Williams is trying to catch up. So too is Facey. Facey is now in second position. Williams in third. And Mona Lee now runs towards the line, takes it ahead of Facey of Jamaica. Third spot, very close between Williams of New Zealand and Baptiste of Trinidad and Tobago. The winning time, 22.30 seconds for Mona Lee of the United States.
Well, we talked to you after the first round, and you said you got a lot in reserve. Well, you showed it just now, winning that third semi-final, 22:30. Wow.
I'm happy I did it. I didn't want an outside lane, so I ran my race like I was supposed to. No more cruising, anything. I'm past that now.
Now, you must have been looking for a good time to make sure you got a good lane in the final.
That's what I was working for. I do not want to be on the outside. Lane 8. I want to be in the mix this time so I have a better chance.
It's the women's 400 meters hurdles final. Next up on the track. And what a final it should be.
They're settled in their blocks, waiting for the set command. Set off, first time of asking. Even Stevens as they approach the first flight of hurdles. Already on the outside now, though, we see Antioch moving up. Demas is beginning to make her move. Williams on the inside from the United States is running well. It's Demas doing most of the running down the back straight away. They're approaching the fourth flight of hurdles. It's Demas at the 200-meter mark. It's still Demas, but look at Antioch from Russia in lane number 7, also traveling very well in mid-track too. We're seeing Walker moving up now. Walker is switching gears. She's going now after Demas. As Demas has the lead, it's Demas away from Walker. Antioch from Russia in third. On fourth and on inside, it looks to be Lucas from Trinidad and Tobago. Into the straightaway now. It's Walker who has taken the lead ahead of the American. Will Walker hold on? Walker is leading Demas. Demas is flying on. They have cleared the third final flight of hurdles. Running towards the line. It's the Olympic champion who becomes world champion. The Jamaican wins gold. Melanie Walker is world champion. She beats the American. That's Demas. And in fine fashion, 52-42, a new championship record. What a performance by Melanie Walker. She timed her race very well. At the 200-meter mark, she made her move while Demas could not respond. It's a world championship run by Melanie Walker, who is Olympic champion and now world champion of the women's 400-meter hurdles.
Well, I've got with me Melanie Walker, the winner of the women's 400-meters hurdles final. That was a fantastic run. Second fastest of all time, new championship record. Everything clicked.
Yes, everything went perfectly in this race. I guess when it's championship, something happens to my body and it's able to cope. It does everything right. And it's not just something that happened because I've worked hard for it. I've trained really hard. I've had headaches, backaches. You know, my legs been bothering me. You know, it's a whole bunch of stuff that happens when you're in practice. And you're like, if I go through all this, why not? It's only one time. And in practice, you do it like four times. It's only one time you can do it. And I came out here and I was like, it's all or nothing, Melanie.
A truly wonderful atmosphere on this sixth day of the 12th IAAF World Athletics Championships. A sellout crowd here at the Olympic Stadium in Berlin. A stadium steeped in history, and the big question is, will history be made next up on the track? Because it is the men's 200 metres, the moment that everyone's been waiting for. The athletes are in the stadium, including, of course, the lightning bolt. Usain Bolt, will he make it a double here in the German capital?
This event has been dominated by the Americans over the years. Only Frankie Fredericks in 1993, as well as Atta Bolin in 1997, and Kostas Kenteris of Greece in 2001 have won the 200 meters. Otherwise, it's all been Americans since 1983. So Bolt is hoping to add another non-American title. Sent off this time, and Bolt comes out like a bullet. He's already covered on his outside. That is Edward from Panama. So Bolt comes off the turn now in front. Bolt leading ahead of his teammate Steve Mullings. Just on the outside is Clark from the USA in third. But can Bolt break another world record here? That's what the question is. He leads by about 7 meters. Bolt wins gold. 19.20 seconds. He dismantles the world record. And what a fantastic run. He not only gets goal in the 100 meters, but he gets another goal in the 200 meters in world record fashion. 19.20 seconds. The others running on for second. Mullings and Crawford along with Clark from the USA. And the Jamaicans celebrate. What a performance. Bolt has bound his head on the track now as he begins his victory run. And the Jamaican flags all around are being flown high. It's another gold medal. And what a night for Jamaica here on the World Championship. Usain Bolt, World 100 meters champion, is now the 200 meters champion to add to his Olympic titles in the 100 and 200 meters.
Usain, you're a man who needs no further introduction. It's almost 40 minutes after that 200 meter final. Has it sunk in yet what you've done?
Well, I know what I've done. I'm just tired. Really, I'm just really tired. I just want some sleep, but I know what I've done. I feel proud of myself to have done such great things.
Well, after the 100 meter final, you said you were probably capable of getting into the 9.4s, what does that leave you thinking about the 200 metres?
For me, I was really tired, but I came out in the warm-up here, I felt good, so I said, what the heck, let's try for the world record. It won't hurt anybody, so I just went out there and I tried and I got it, so I'm proud.
So what was going through your mind? You had Wally Spearman in the lane on one side, Alonso Edward on the other side. Obviously, these guys were almost irrelevant after about 40 metres.
For me, it was just all about the start. I got my start right, and that was the key. And when I got my start right, then I wasn't worried. So I know it was good, because I know Wallace Spearman, he's a guy who is not a very good corner runner. He's a very good run back. But I know as long as I got off the corner in front, then it'd be hard to catch me. So I just ran my heart out.
And back in Beijing, you set two world records in the 1 and 200 metres and then came back with your teammates in the 4x1. Are you ready for another world record in the relay?
I'm ready, but I don't know about my teammates. I'm just hopefully they'll come out and they'll run hard also. So I'm happy. I'm just ready.
Thanks, Usain.
It's the men's 110 meters hurdles final.
Settled in their blocks. Waiting for the set command. Set tall, first time of asking. Coming out well was Payne from the USA. Thomas looks good on the inside though. We are seeing Brathwaite looking good. It's Brathwaite and Trammell. Trammell now leads slightly ahead of Brathwaite. Payne joins them, but Payne, Brathwaite, and all three go on the line. It's desperately close. 13.12 seconds. Payne, Brathwaite, and Trammell. It's difficult to say exactly who won, but it's very, very, very close. It's Payne, Brathwaite from Barbados, Trammell from the USA. Those three on the line almost in a row, while Ryan Brathwaite now comes through as the winner. 13.14 seconds, a new national record. Every time he runs, Brathwaite in the semifinals ran 13.18. Now he comes in the final and wins in 13.14 seconds. A new national record for Ryan Brathwaite. Wins the gold medal in the 110-meter hurdles for men, ahead of Terence Trammell of the USA, 13.15. David Payne of the US, third, 13.15.
Ryan, fantastic run. The race of your life. Tell us about it.
You know, it was a very competitive race, you know, shocking, excitement. As it got over the first hurdle, it was like, oh my God, I don't have this race anymore. But as I said, I just fight with it and came home really, 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 really hard. Stick with my rhythm. And as I said, it really showed me that I was the gold medalist.
Now, realistically, you even got second in the Central and Caribbean Championships just a bit earlier this season. if I'd have been talking to you a week ago, would we have been talking about a gold medal?
Actually, yes, because, you know, I just said I'm very, very sorry that Robles wasn't in the race, but because I really, really wanted to run against him again. It was like my third time running against him, and I told myself, you know, I'm going to win a medal because I was very up close to him. So, as I said, it was very, very, very shocking, and I'm very happy. I just don't know what to do. So much things to say.
And 10 times down there, they took a long time to actually bring up the official result, with obviously David Payne and Terence Trammell in the lanes alongside you, also in the mix for the gold and the silver and the bronze.
Yes, you know, it was very hard. It was just praying, saying, God, just help me. I just want to get through this race. I just want a medal, gold medal. And he really showed me that I want it. And I thank him. And I thank my supporters, my coaches, all who was here watching me. I really thank. And I thank the meet director and everybody.
To the women's high jump. Blanka Vlasic has a golden opportunity here. Pardon the pun, because if she clears this height of 2.04 meters, this means she takes command of this high jump competition. It means she goes into the gold medal slot. At the moment, she's in the silver medal position with Chechurova from Russia in the gold. And the defending champion waits. The crowd help her. She commands the crowd. You're clapping too fast. So they stop. And they clap at a pace that she wants. She started her run-up. Blanka Vlasic approaches the bar. And she clears it! She's gone clear! She takes command of this high jump competition. She goes into the gold medal position. Blanka Vlasic on her second attempt at 2.04 meters is now in the gold medal position, and she said she was going to dance for us, and she is. She gets off the high jump bed, does a little jig, does the twist, points into the sky and says, yes, I am now leading this competition.
Blanka Vlasic from Croatia, I can still call you the Women's World High Jump Champion. How does it feel?
It feels perfect. I wasn't ready to give that up, so.
At 2 meters two, the pressure was on, though.
Yeah, you saw it. 2.02 was a perfect jump, and when I jumped that, I felt right then that I can jump whatever it takes.
I know you got to rush for your medals. See you later.